la estadística. Luego me chequeé. Luego vamos y mongué.
IDC Radio 106.2 FM. IDC Radio in collaboration with Kol Israel.
Traveling Blues. Traveling Blues.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Traveling Blues. I think we're on episode 140, but I'm not sure. We're having a little bit of springtime kind of weather. And before we start, I'll tell you that tonight you can catch the Heebie-Jeebie acoustic duo at the Arad Bar in Herzliya. That's right behind Hamada number 7 in Herzliya Pituach. And they're going to be on stage probably right after this radio show. So that's the Heebie-Jeebie Acoustic Duo. And we've got the Joy Harvest Band, the Joy Harvest Blues Band with Gil Katzir and Sagiv Rafaeli on stage at the Simta Theater in Jaffa tonight. So that should start off your evening. Let's hear a brand new album from Nick Moss. This is called Tell You Something About Yourself.
Somebody got to tell you, feel something about yourself, and I don't mind.
Nick Moss from his brand new album 2014, Time Ain't Free. And that was called Tell You Something About Yourself, Nick Moss. Now we go to a brand new album from the UK. A super guitarist who's into long jamming and all kinds of funky stuff. His name is Matt Schofield. That's spelled with a C-H, not like John Schofield. And he's been around the scene for at least 10 or 15 years. This is from his brand new album from 2014 called Far As I Can See. And I think this is sort of the title track, Hindsight.
In front of me. Got no rhyme or reason for what you did to me. Didn't look around me, I was living in a dream. What was I thinking, baby? Throwing good after the bad. Hindsight's 20/20, as far as I can see. But when it comes to you, I can't see what's in front of me. Thank you.
That's Smokin', and that's Matt Schofield from Britain and his brand new album, Far As I Can See. I don't think we're going to have time the rest of the show to give you some more of his hot stuff, but maybe next week. Well, we've got some blues birthdays from overseas, and we've got some blues birthdays that are local to here. So first of all, I want to wish a happy birthday to Mr. Danny Gilboa, who is a friend of the Blues Society, and he's actually going to be playing at our fifth anniversary next Friday, a week from Friday, on the 4th of April in downtown Tel Aviv, and you can see ads for that on Facebook. So happy birthday, Danny Gilboa. And a young man who has just put out his first album under the band name Full Trunk, Gal Nisman, has a birthday today. He's 27 years old. Happy birthday, Gal Nisman. And he's going to be celebrating with a special show at Jimmy Who's on Sunday night in downtown Tel Aviv. That's at the corner of Nahalat Binyamin and Rothschild Boulevard, just below Allenby. So you can catch Gal Nisman doing his birthday show at Jimmy Who's on Sunday night. And let's play a track from the brand new album of Full Trunk, If You Please. Gal Nisman and the Full Trunk Band, and happy birthday. Have a very happy birthday, Gal Nisman. We're glad you made it to 27. Please don't join the 27 Club, and you know what I mean. Now, to quote a fictitious character from the A-Team TV show, John Hannibal Smith, I love it when a plan comes together. And the serendipity that I'm talking about is the coincidence that my friend Daphna Levy just put out a brand new album of mostly jazz standards, but she also recorded the classic Leroy Carr song, In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down. I just received that album this week, and it just so happens that this week is the birthday of Mr. Leroy Carr. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Ms. Daphna Levy. Her brand new album is called Late Night Journey, and we've got no other than the sax player Lou Tobakin playing on this song, In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down.
In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, in the evening, when the sun goes down, ooh, ain't it lonesome, when your lover can't be found, when the sun goes down. Last night I lay up thinking to myself. Last night I lay up thinking, oh, some old rainy day. In the evening, when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down. Go, whoa, whoa.
And that's Daphna Levy from her brand new album, Late Night Journey. You can pick up a copy at Stamatsky bookstores around Israel. And just to give you an idea of the crew she's got with her there, Tony Pancella from Italy playing piano, Asaf Hakimi from Israel playing the bass, Gaspar Bertoncelli on drums, and Lou Tabakin on tenor sax. And all the arrangements on the album are written by Daphna herself. So I highly recommend that album, and congratulations, Daphna. You finally put out a wonderful, wonderful CD. Now, Leroy Carr, back in the 1930s, was a big, big star, probably one of the biggest blues stars of the era, mid-30s. He was wealthy enough to buy his own Cadillac car, if I'm not mistaken, and he made a lot of royalties from that particular song and a few others, such as How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone? And he worked a lot with a partner named Scrapper Blackwell, Francis Scrapper Blackwell. So let's wish Mr. Leroy Carr a happy birthday and listen to him singing Longing for My Sugar. Another blues birthday this week is Robert Jr. Lockwood, or Robert Lockwood Jr. I don't know which way. People are always confused which way to say it. He wasn't Robert Johnson's son. He was his stepson because he lived with his mother, and Robert Johnson came to live with Robert Lockwood's mother. And on the other hand, Robert Lockwood learned a lot of basics and riffs from Robert Johnson because they were actually fairly similar age, I think. I think they were 3 years apart between them. And, of course, Robert Johnson was poisoned and passed away in the late 1930s. Robert Jr. Lockwood, fortunately, lived to a ripe old age and made many, many recordings, managed to play all over the world, many different festivals, and to impart some of his wisdom and tell the stories of his stepfather, Robert Johnson. We're going to hear him here doing a sort of a boogie-woogie kind of thing called Glad I Don't Have to Worry No More.
My baby's coming home, I hope she'll be on time. Been standing at the station ever since 8:30. Standing at the station ever since 8:30. Drinking and thinking, hoping she won't be late. I don't have to worry no more. My baby's coming home and you know that's for sure. Well, I'm so glad I got things going my way. I'm so glad I got things going my way. My baby's coming home and this time she's gonna stay.
Robert Lockwood Jr. Our next blues birthday is a man who was actually more of a funk and I think even drifted into a tiny bit of disco in the 70s. His name is Rufus Thomas and he was quite a prolific artist. He did a lot of different things, had a radio show for many, many years out of Memphis, I believe, and used to dance, used to, he wrote some top pop hits for other people. One of his biggest hits from the late 50s, early 60s was Walking the Dog. But we're going to hear him in a more modern song that he recorded for Alligator Records sometime in the early 90s, I believe. And he's also the father of Carla Thomas, who was a fantastic soul singer back in the 60s who worked with people like Otis Redding and others. So let's say happy birthday to Rufus Thomas. I'm not even sure if he's still alive or not. No? He's a goner? Sorry about that. But he lived a full long life, and we're going to hear him singing That Woman is Poison.
Thank you. up in the morning, lays there in the bed. She never cooks in the evening, she gives me a TV dinner instead. That woman is poison. She bites the head right off of a snake. She's a no good dirty mistreater. She's got a hand that I just can't break. Oh no.
Rufus Thomas, and that woman is poison. I had a nice surprise yesterday morning. I received in the mail a brand new CD from a local band called Blues Angels, Yossi or Joe Elbaz and the Blues Angels. And their album was promised to us last fall when they raised money to go to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. They had a lot of fun there. And now the CD is out. And, well, 5 long years, the introduction is playing in the background. I'll tell you about 5 long years of the Israel Blues Society. We're celebrating our anniversary a week from this Friday on the 4th of April, downtown Tel Aviv on Hayasod number 4. That's the address of the Beer D store, which supplies local beer makers with the raw materials for making beer. We'll be making a special Blues Society beer that day. We'll be brewing a special beer. And we'll be having some live music. Among other people, there'll be the singer Libby. And she'll be accompanied by no other than the chairman and the legal counsel of the Israel Blues Society. We will also have Mr. Danny Gilboa entertaining us, as well as part of the Trask band, Mr. Itzik Friedman, and the vocalist Harold Maimouni, and Gil Katsir will be entertaining us. And to wrap up the afternoon, we're going to have Chelly Sigalski Blues Band. So that should be a very interesting afternoon. Entrance is free. And let's give way here to the Blues Angels. 5 long years.
Well, I've got a job and to steal me. Yeah. Well, I was picking stitches just like a slave we on it all night long. Oh, Lord, I've got a job and to steal. Kick me out.
Radio. 106.2 FM.
And that was Joe Elbaz and the Blues Angels from their brand new album, which is called Be Dirty. And I really love the artwork on the album. The inside cover has a sort of antique-looking sepia kind of photograph that makes it look a little bit like, kind of reminds me of the Little Rascals from the 1940s. So that's Joe Yossi Elbaz on vocals, a little bit of guitar and harmonica. Ronnie Cotliar plays the guitar. Dan Almoslino plays the bass. Doron Weiss on drums. And Dr. Roy Spungen on harmonica. And those boys represented us in Memphis just a little while ago. I think the beginning of February it was? The end of January. Right, the end of January. We've got, aside from the Arad Bar tonight with the Heebie-Jeebie Duo and the Simta Theater in Jaffa with the Joy Harvest Blues Band, Friday afternoon, the Blues Rebels with Dove Hammer and Andy Watts hit the Shablul Club for a 4 p.m. matinee. Saturday night, the Heebie-Jeebies have a special guest, Ori Beanstalk, playing pedal steel guitar, I believe, and that's at the Shablul on Saturday night. And at the same time, Laser Lloyd has just come back to Israel from a quick tour of the United States, and he's going to be playing at the Jessica Bar downtown Tel Aviv. And Laser actually is also going to be playing Tuesday night down in Be'er Sheva in the Ashan Hazman Club on April Fool's Day, April 1st. So that should be a special show as well. We've got another blues birthday to grace our show today. Sue Foley, the Canadian guitarist and singer, and you're going to hear her playing I Got the Blues.
Yes, I stand by your flame. By the fire. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, and I'm sitting here singing my song just for you.
Sue Foley of Canada, originally from the Ottawa area, I believe. And she's got a birthday, 46 years old this week. Happy birthday, Sue Foley. Another Canadian that became famous worldwide. And unfortunately, I never met him, even though I saw him live once before he became famous. Mr. Jeff Healey passed away just a couple of years ago from cancer. He was a blind musician who was an avid collector of 78 RPM records. He had one of the largest collections in North America, and he used to actually play them on the radio, on his radio show. He used to play the 78s right there, old jazz 78s, old blues 78s. So let's wish him a happy birthday and hear him singing Confidence Man. You don't have confidence, man? It's not working. Something sounds like it's about to start. What is that? There we go.
It's the thing called confidence, man.
Can't pull the world over me.
Mr. Jeff Healey, happy birthday wherever you are. He would have been 48 years old. Wow. Now, we've got to say goodbye. And as we're going out, we're going to give you a little bit of that Matt Schofield album, Far As I Can See. This is called Clean Break. We'll see you next week.
Looks like we're finished, so you better stake your claim. Make an offer, yeah, I'll do the same. No getting back the blood, the sweat, the tears. Let's walk away by making good on all the years. For a clean break, cut the cord, clean break. Wipe the slate and close the door. Looking at the history, there's nothing else to do. A clean break now is the best for me and you. Stakes are too high to keep playing at your table. Can't lose it all, I'm out while I'm still able. For separate ways, we gave it our best shot. Quit while we're standing and forget the sunken cost. For a clean break. Kill the lights. Clean break. You're turning left, I'm going right. Time to take a different road as far as I can see. A clean break now is the best for you and me. Cut it down the middle, let's get it straight this time. No more fighting about who was right or wrong. Stop the bleeding, get out alive and let's move on.